We are talking Stanford football. We're joined by the head coach there. He's in his ninth season as head coach. He was the 2017 Bobby Dodd Coach of the Year. He is a four-time Pac-12 Conference Coach of the Year. He led the Cardinal to three Pac-12 titles and a pair of Rose Bowl wins. He led Stanford to a bowl game in each season that he's been in charge. Stanford is 1-0. They're number 23 in both polls. They're at USC on Saturday night. Head coach David Shaw is my guest. David, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, Rome. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Good to talk to you. So you're coming off a season-opening win over Northwestern. You overcame some challenges, including an injury to starting quarterback KJ Costello. You still found a way to win. Let me start there. What did your team show you in the way they responded and the way they came on to win?
Well, the biggest thing for me is they didn't blink, right? Where our backup quarterbacks get a lot of reps. Davis Mills went in there. Our guys had no panic, no hesitation, went out there to try to win the game.
You know, think about that. You said afterwards, David, that it's what you want as a coach. When things are difficult, I don't have to turn into Newt Rockne. I don't have to do all the talking. Like, a lot of teams and a lot of coaches might blink. They might panic in that situation. How have you gone about developing this program and this team so that when challenges arrive, nobody blinks?
Well, to me, it goes hand in hand. We're teaching them football. We're pushing them to be great football players. But we're also teaching leadership. We're teaching young men how to be adults and how to handle difficult situations, which is the biggest marker for me of your character as a human being. How are you going to handle things that are difficult? Do you panic? Do you throw away all the things you've worked for? Or do you band together, reassess what we need to do, and as one entire unit go in one direction?
Stanford head football coach David Shaw, my guest. So if your starting quarterback goes down, one way to keep things rolling is to have that defense step up, and that's what happened. Five tackles for a loss, three forced fumbles, three sacks, two interceptions against Northwestern. How pleased were you with the performance on that side of the ball?
It was great. We have a lot of senior leadership over there. Casey Tuhill, outside linebacker. Jordan Fox, another outside linebacker. Two older guys that made a lot of plays. We put a lot of pressure on our front seven to be much better than they played a year ago. We had a lot of young guys last year. They're all a year older. They played hard. They played fast. They played physical. And they kept us in the game for our offense to find its footing.
And it did. David Shaw, my guest. The offense did, because in the fourth quarter, Cameron Scarlett rushed for 53 yards on nine carries. As part of a career-high 97 yards. You know, the ability to run the football has always been a hallmark of your program. So how nice was it to be able to turn to your offensive line and your back and say, just take us home?
Absolutely. We rededicated ourselves to being physical up front. Hopefully we can stay healthy the majority of the year so we can stay physical up front. But Cameron Scarlett, I give him a lot of credit. He voted a captain. He's a fifth-year senior. He's in the best shape of his life. He's bigger, stronger, faster, and quicker than he was in years past. And we've told him, hey, when game's online, we're going to put the ball in your belly, and he delivered for us.
David Shaw joining us. You know, you mentioned last year, it's only one game, so it's a small sample size. It's going to take longer to determine exactly what you have, but do you have a sense of the identity of this year's team? And if so, how would you describe it?
Well, right now, gosh, I would describe us as unselfish. We've got a great group of guys. They all know we're going to play a lot of guys. We're going to play a lot of receivers. We're going to play a lot of running backs. We're going to play a lot of defensive backs and play a lot of linebackers. When a guy makes a play, the first guy to celebrate with him is a guy coming off the sidelines to replace him. You know, these guys love each other. They're playing hard together. Got some huge challenges, one in particular coming up this weekend that's going to test that. But for right now, I think we've got a young team with some veteran leadership. We got better athletes, I think, than people think, and hopefully we'll continue to grow all year.
We're talking to David Shaw. All right, so in terms of that challenge you've got coming up this weekend, you're preparing for a USC team that's going to be without their starting quarterback, JT Daniels. I know you're really familiar with him from the recruiting process. So what was your reaction to his injury, and then how do you go about preparing for USC without him?
First of all, about JT, I got to know JT during the recruiting process. Really appreciate him and his family. I think he's a bright kid. Outside of football, he's fun to talk to. He's energetic. He's positive. He's what you want from young people. So I was sad to see that, because I know he's worked so hard in the quarterback battle to win the job, to win the starting job. So I felt bad for him. As far as the offense goes, this style of offense we've learned over the years, we can't concentrate on the quarterback because it's about getting the ball out quickly, and they've got some dynamic playmakers outside that we have to take care of because the ball's going to be in their hands quickly, and we got to get them on the ground.
Stanford and USC this weekend. You also said earlier in the week that you expect to know by today or tomorrow whether Costello will be available for tomorrow. Head coaches are completely different from any other, or I should say head injuries are completely different from any other type of injury. So as a head coach, how do you go about dealing with that, with the player and with the medical staff?
Well, first and foremost, I haven't said officially that there was a head injury that we're dealing with. But what we're going to do is we're going to make sure, just like talking about JT, we're going to make sure our quarterback is healthy. I don't want our guys going out there if they're not ready to go. I talk about the recruiting process all the time. We get to know these young men and their families and the recruiting process. And the one thing that I tell them is this is not a safe sport. This is not patty cake. This is a physical collision sport, and we're going to take care of you the best way we can. So we're going to make those decisions based on the long-term decisions about health and not the short-term decisions about football.
All right. So if you have not said officially that that is a head injury, are you going to say officially to us what that is?
No. But I will say that we'll make a decision in the next 24 hours on whether or not KJ will play.
And officially, you know I had to ask you that. David Shaw, my guest. All right, so as a program, you came into the season with 94 wins in the decade, sixth most among FBS teams, 5 wins ahead of everybody else in the conference. You've challenged this year's team to be the team of the decade in the Pac-12. Hey, look, it was not that long ago that a notion like that might have elicited some laughter. What's it say about the state of the program and the expectations that that's a realistic goal?
This was building. This was building ever since Jim Harbaugh took over in 2007. We wanted to build a program that could sustain. We know, we truly believe that there are Stanford guys out there across the nation. We can recruit the brightest kids as well as the great football players. They're going to come in and play great football and graduate. And if we do that over time, we will be sitting like where we are right now. We've won the most conference championships this decade, and we're trying to win another one.
You know, honestly, David, like we all grow, we all evolve, and you're no different. But I'm talking to you right now, and you sound very similar to the way you always do when I talk to you. And what I mean by that is it's such a grind being a head coach. It can really beat you up, wear you down. But from the outside or from where I'm sitting, it doesn't seem like that's happened to you. You sound as energetic as you always have. How do you go about staying sharp and fresh and not let that thing beat you down?
Hopefully a lot of common sense. You know, this is a game. This is something that we love to do. It should not define us, and it may define us for the outside world, but to our close friends and family, we are regular people that are doing what we love. And I think we keep the proper perspective. Let these young men be young men. Let's not make them celebrities just yet. Let's let them go out there and play this kid's game and play to the best of their ability. I'm going to teach them a lot of life lessons along the way. And when you can do that at a place like Stanford where you're surrounded by the best and the brightest, I mean, what else could I ask for?
All right, so that kind of leads me to my last question, my last topic for you, this notion of perspective and process. I know the kind of respect and admiration you have for Andrew Luck after he announced his retirement. How did you go about processing the news of that announcement and his decision?
I'm not going to give you the coach answer. I'm going to give you the honest answer. I defied a lot of emotions. And first and foremost, my emotion was for the health and welfare of a good friend of mine. I love him like a family member, and I want to make sure that he's okay. I want to put my arm around him and hopefully help him through this difficult time, knowing that there's so many brighter days in the future for him and his family. And then the other side was selfish. You know, selfishly for me, I think he's got the ability to be a Hall of Famer, an all-time great, and I want everybody to see him like that. But that's not about Andrew. That was just about me. It's about what I want for him. You know, I want people to revere him because not only is he a great talent, a generational talent, not only is he a fierce competitor, and a winner. He's also humble and honest and open. And you saw in that press conference, he opens himself up to people and says, this is what I'm going through. I'm not going to choose my words. I'm going to give you my honest, real reactions and honest, real emotions. And that's rare nowadays where people are so busy crafting their identity and worried about what they're putting out there. For someone to be real open and honest to his fans, I think is refreshing. And I want people to know and love and respect him.
You know, and to that point, David, he was very open, very honest, very real, told you exactly how he felt. So how did you feel when all of a sudden you get this pushback from fans and others who have no idea what it's like to walk in this guy's shoes, questioning his commitment, his drive, his willingness to rehab, his soft, his toughness? You heard all this. How'd that make you feel?
You know, I have to remind our guys all the time, you can't count on the general public understanding. You just can't count on it. We are the modern day gladiators. We are their entertainment. We are not regular people, right? It's on Sunday afternoons. Hey, you want a break from your day? You want to go out there and watch these guys do something that you can't do? So that's what they think about. They're thinking about the arena. They're not thinking about the human being. So for me, I kind of give them a pass. I try not to give them my emotions and get angry at somebody who truly doesn't understand. But to realize as a human being, this guy's been in pain on and off. He said it for 4 years. And how many of us would continue to do our jobs if you're in constant pain and you know the only way to get out of this pain is to stop doing your job and to find something else to do. So I commend him for that, commend him for being honest and giving other people a platform to say, hey, this is what I've gone through. And within a week and a half from that, then you hear Gronkowski talking about the pain and suffering that he dealt with towards the end of his career, and to let people, hopefully just the people that have common sense, to listen to these guys and say, you know what, these are people. These are people that get a chance to play a game, and they can't do it forever. And God bless them if they're able to walk away on their own terms.
This is my favorite response to that entire topic since this came up. And then finally, the other point you made, and I think this is critical too, you're saying, listen, he's not dead. This is not a eulogy. He's just done playing football. He's only 29 years old, right? He's got a lot of life to live.
Absolutely, and he's a fascinating person, and he's gonna contribute to society because that's just who he is. There's so much inside of him that football was only a small part of it. It was a big part. It was a fun part. It was a fun that we all enjoyed. But there's so much more to this young man. I know he's gonna contribute something great to society going forward.
Stanford 1-0. They're number 23 in both polls. Next challenge is Saturday night. Stanford is at USC. Longtime head coach David Shaw, my guest. David, great, great job. Always good to have you on. Appreciate the relationship. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Rome.
My man. David Shaw, that was so good. His response to, I try not to get that upset because I understand what it is. And we are the modern day gladiators. This is the arena. It's on Sunday. The fans don't know. They want to be entertained. They pay to be entertained. We are the modern day gladiators. They just don't know what it's like. But I try not to get upset. That literally was my favorite response yet. All right, so there's hour number one. Smooth, easy, and genius. That's what happens when you get three great guys.